Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Daniel, Alexander, Michael. Those were the names announced recently on our family's chat, together with the latest photo of our grandson. Daniel was just under 3 weeks old at the announcement. I don't know what his parents called him over those days, but Charlotte and I called him Baby. And though we are not in Australia to hold him, and seeing the photos is lovely, there was still a tiny sense that we were apart, or at a distance, not just geographically, but relationally, because we didn't know his name. Choosing a child's name is not insignificant. Not any word can be a name, as many countries have naming laws to prevent embarrassing the child or for other reasons, for example, such as not giving a nobility name to someone who wasn't a noble, or a title, or a rank, or not pandering to parental fancy that is deemed not in the best interest of the child. Some countries legislate that names must clearly convey information, such as gender, or can only be used if it is on an official register of names. It is more complicated than choosing which relative to honour or not. This is because names are important. Names have meanings and can express the hopes of the parents, a type of self-fulfilling prophecy perhaps. However, I think what is more important about names is the personal access one has, the relationship itself, to someone when you can say their name and they can say your name. The more status, power, wealth one has, the more distance, security, walls, titles, personal assistance there often exists, so that even if you know the person's name, you are calling it out over a distance. That is a far cry from someone saying to you, "Hey, call me," and then they say their name. Our God is a God who speaks, and the distinctive quality of our relationship with Him is listening, and when we speak, we don't have to use idols, the telephones of the ancient world, because God's people can call to God by name. And God always hears and listens, which is why Jesus taught us the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Hallowed be thy name." "Your name is always holy, Heavenly Father, and we are praying that it be holy with me among us." The people of Israel were forbidden idols because they represented false gods, but more importantly, they were unnecessary when you can call on the name of the Lord. Shrines and the temple were places from which God spoke, where God placed his name. That is why people came to them, to hear and receive from God his words, his blessings. For Christians, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and so Jesus is and reveals God to us. Jesus' name tells us about him. God saves. He will save his people from their sins, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Jesus directs us to the triune name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Churches, chapels, cathedrals can be lovely buildings, but we go to them because God speaks through words, water, bread, and wine to those who are there. And God's people listen and reply because they know God's name. The church is the people of God gathered around words, water, bread, and wine, irrespective of the walls, ceiling, furniture, and art. God is not unknown to them. And God's people can go out into the world, into each day, with confidence, no matter what they face, because God has blessed them, for when they have left worship, he has accompanied them back out into the world. And we can call on God at any time. We are never alone, because we know who our God is, how he feels about us, what he wants for us and from us, because we know him by name. That's a relationship that is always growing. Let us pray. Our Father, God in heaven above, we are your family through your love. Your name be hallowed, help us, Lord, to keep in purity your word. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.